I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. How this week's guest on The Rough Draft Diaries got on the show is kind of a funny story. Almost exactly 3 years ago, I interviewed Michael McIntyre for Habitat for Humanity. At the end of our interview, he gave me his three nominations for the next episode. I contacted one of them, and he just responded to that email about a few weeks ago, so 3 years later. So better late than never, here is our guest for this week's episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.
My name is Don Fothergill. I moved here in 81 and was a pastor for almost 35 years at Washington Church. And then I finished that assignment and started a citywide group called Toledo Together, whose purpose was to network the churches to serve the city.
Toledo Together's focus is mainly on connecting volunteers with opportunities to serve in the area. They're not necessarily looking to start any new outreach opportunities or organizations, but instead supporting the current outreach initiatives that are already in place here in Toledo. That might look like a food bank or a women's shelter. That may not sound super complicated, connecting people with service organizations that need volunteers. But the catch is, Don is looking to do this throughout the churches in the area, regardless of their background or their creed.
I first noticed it, almost 50 years ago when I was in college, and we had a couple of different Christian fellowship organizations, and I was a brand new believer at the time, and I said, hey, we ought to get together for outreach initiatives, and neither group wanted to work with the other. And I was naive enough to think that there was something wrong with that. And I've seen that fleshed out in the past 40 years plus in my serving as a pastor. And it's simply not acceptable. We don't get along doctrinally. In other words, what are the fine points of what we believe? And the Presbyterians don't believe the same as the Methodists, who don't believe the same as the Episcopalians. Some of it is fine points in doctrine. Some of it's what I would call the way the churches are structured. What type of hierarchy is in the church? Other churches have divided over differences of opinion. Well, nowadays, regarding the LGBTQ question, also about the abortion issue, that's a huge divide. So you pick any issue. I mean, you give me a date in history, and I can tell you what the issues were that divided the church. It just seems to be inbred in our DNA that we can't get along, unfortunately.
But Don is looking to change that, especially here in Toledo. It's been a slow start since the organization began about 4 years ago. But Don believes slow and steady wins the race, even if he's not the one at the finish line.
I felt called by God to do it. I didn't feel called to succeed in it or to have this thing take off and for everyone to say, oh, this is wonderful. We got to be part of this movement. So I anticipate spending the rest of my life, however many years God gives to me, laboring and serving in this endeavor. And it may not be till after I'm dead that this thing takes off. And so maybe I serve as a conscience to the church in this one area where we failed so miserably.
Unifying all the churches in Toledo seems like quite the task, especially as our conversation continued, with Don and I almost creating a list of all the hot topics dividing the church in today's day and age. Is the church made of Democrats or Republicans? Do you speak up about Black Lives Matter? Do you remain silent? Do you fight for refugees in war-torn countries, children detained at the border? Should you focus on one cause or remain neutral altogether? One question seems to open more questions, and it seems never-ending, which made me wonder what Don's end goal is for Toledo Together. If you could look into the future and see the program as a success, what would it be?
And it certainly doesn't look like we have one mega church where we all are kind of cookie-cutter versions of each other. Diversity is a good thing. I have no problems with the fact that we feel differently about hot issues, such as the thousand other infighting things that the men and women in the church disagree and split over. Can't we be civil about this? We should have people in leadership positions that can stand in the gap. If we could get 80% of the churches to say, look, we are called by God to be a body. That's the Apostle Paul's image. And we're all different members in the body. And if we could acknowledge the importance of each other even though we differed on a ton of different things, that would be maturity, and the world would stand up and say, oh my gosh, we've got all these people with different convictions and they're functioning as one body. This is amazing. And I'm not sure that's ever happened, at least in my study of the church in the last 2,000 years. But that would be the end game, that we would be able to speak with one voice, or at least sing in harmony with different parts, rather than being at each other's throats.
So Don has his work cut out for him, but he doesn't seem to be slowing down anytime soon, and is ready for the years ahead.
You know, what's the old expression? You know, the biggest river starts with a little drop from way up in the mountains. So I'm one little drop. I don't have any delusions about my ability or my power or anything else like that. Somebody has to start.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.